Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. As usual, we have much to cover today. I wanted to let you know, folks, interestingly enough, yesterday I had highlighted some information on my website concerning that of Luciferus. You can Google Luciferus, okay? I'm going to go over ahead and bring you to social media platforms on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Sonsoflibertymedia.com and or Bradley, I'm sorry, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the site. And interestingly enough, friends, as you can see, for those that are on social media platforms, they put up here false information checked by independent fact checkers. It's important that you see this because this is an assault not on me, but on you concerning freedom of speech, your First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. It says false information. Okay. Then when you go to the bottom of it, it says there is no evidence that Luciferus is an ingredient in the COVID-19 vaccines. I never said that it was. I never said that it was an ingredient inside of Luciferus. The vaccines themselves, friends, in many cases, are based off of this Google search, this patent that Bill and Melinda Gates created over a year and a half ago. That's all I was highlighting. So what did they do? They told me that they were going to ban more information in all of my posts. This is Facebook again, friends. And again, we're doing this all for the record for our attorneys. But note, friends, they told us that when we share on their site, that they're going to put it at the back end of the people's pages that we share to. So this morning I shared about 100 different articles. I do them every morning and then I share them and they get out there nationally. And that's what we do 7 days a week. And then also I do one every week that goes out to 40 different outlets across the country. Just so you understand as to how much we're doing here in the cause of preserving this republic in which we have Article 4, Section 4. 1 Timothy 6:12 as well. Now, with that said, friends, what I want you to know is that when you go over there, you're going to find that they're actually taking the articles that I post and they're dropping them down like 5 and 6 articles. So it looks like old information to people that are on those sites, okay? Again, if it wasn't true, why is it that they're monitoring every single thing we do over here? If it wasn't true, why is it that they're censoring our information? Now, let me show you the other side of this. I want to just kind of jump gears again because what they're really trying to cover up more than anything is this false narrative concerning this virus, this plandemic, okay? That if you say anything in contrast, friends, antithetical to their narrative, they shut you down as fake news and false news. And the fact of the matter is, what they're telling you, the opposite is true. Read Isaiah 5:20. You'll understand perfect. And again, friends, let me remind you, consider the source as to who's giving you the information, John 8:44. John 8:44. Read it when you get a moment. Going line upon line, precept upon precept, I want to show you something to this, because I'm going to cover this. I'm going to intertwine what I'm talking about right here throughout the show, and then I'm going to lay the question to the American people concerning what's going on globally. Is this the best that you have? I'll get to that in a moment as well. So let me just jump over to another topic. And oh, yes, and by the way, if you want to jump online at any time, you can give us a call, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And yes, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 3:19, listen carefully, okay? For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. When I seen this, I had to show you this because I don't know what it is. It reminds me of the Epicureans. It reminds me of the Stoics in the book of Acts who are always looking for something to talk about, and they want to play the philosopher. They want to show everybody how smart they are, right? You following with me? You know, the Bible tells us in Romans 1:22 that they profess themselves to be wise, but yet they have become fools. You guys have all heard of Jordan Peterson, right? He's one of those smart guys. And again, nothing personal against the guy. I don't have anything against him. I just thought it was pretty telling as to show you what's inside of these men's hearts concerning that and making difference to their heads. God speaks to the heart, not to the head, okay? But Jordan Peterson is one of those smart guys. And look what Jordan said, and I can't play the audio because he's swearing up and down. He's an immoral man is what he is. But Jordan Peterson, you know, this philosopher, this really smart guy that the world acknowledges is such a smart guy. Jordan Peterson, he said, I got the D vaccine. And he said, and the government still won't blanking leave me alone. He said, so stupid me. At least he acknowledged his stupidities, okay? That's a good first start to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2, Mark 1:17, Acts 2:38, Acts 20, verse 21. That's a good start. But look at how smart he is, friends. I got the blank vaccine, and the government still won't blank and leave me alone. So stupid me. Now, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. For those that think that your compliance is going to cause all of this propaganda to come to the end, I'm here to tell you there is no end. Remember, it went from the mask, and then it went from the mask to, well, we're going to make you wear the mask if you want to buy or sell, and then they took it to, now you need to get a vaccine, and then it went to a booster. Now they're talking about another booster and another booster. You need to understand their kill shots, friends. This is a genocide. Again, for the record. And then it went to vaccine passports, right? Look at where their compliance got them. Did it stop? Nope. It kept going and it kept going and it kept going. Let me bring you over to another smart guy. You all know who Ben Shapiro is, right? The guy that equated Jesus Christ. And again, I don't not like Ben, but it just shows you that these guys that speak from their head, when they don't understand that they operate from the heart but rather the head, they're like a bunch of philosophers that are trying to what? Garner the attention of men to show everybody how smart they are. And in this case, like a good Pharisee, Ben Shapiro. Now, Ben Shapiro, yes, there's no question about it, he's smart. But I want to show you how smart Ben is, okay? Matter of fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come on the other side of this break, and I'm going to show you how smart Ben Shapiro is, just like that of Jordan Peterson, because I know a lot of people listen to him. But this is what I've always tried to warn people of. Listen again. God speaks to the heart, then the head, not the other way around. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
The censorship is continuing, friend. It is not stopping. Friends, censorship is continuing. It is not stopping. You must be aware of what's going on here. They are trying to censor the voice of those that are telling you what it is they don't want you to hear. And again, friends, we are not here asking the devil for permission to obey God. I was just sharing with my friends on social media platforms. I have 767,000 friends on Facebook alone, this all being recorded for our attorneys, and yet we're allowed to have a couple hundred people watch us live. Folks, that site would be easily, hands down, if we had been left alone, at 3 to 5 million friends. Easy, hands down. And we proved that with solmedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And the first month, we had over 750,000 unique visitors. The next month, we had 850,000 visitors. The next month, it was bumping up to 1 million. This is when we came out of the gate brand new. And, again, it just shows you the censorship here, and they are hard at work trying to make sure that anybody that runs antithetical to this narrative concerning the pandemic, they want to shut you down and they want to shut you up. Well, we're not those guys. Okay, we're encouraged by your obstinance more than anything else. And you better understand the game that you're playing, bad guys, because it ain't going to work out for you well in the end, rest assured. And it applies to all of us. We all reap what we sow. Why? Because God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Check out that of Galatians 6:7. Now, let me get back to my point here. We were just talking about Jordan Peterson and how smart of a guy he is. Boy, that just kind of jumped on there, didn't it? But Jordan Peterson said he got the blank vaccine, and the government still won't blanking leave me alone. So stupid me. Yep, it's exactly what we've been trying to tell people for how long here. And then we go over to the other smart guy, Ben Shapiro, Mr. Antichrist himself, who equates Jesus Christ with a common criminal. We played that video for you, that audio for you as well. Folks, you need to be careful of these philosophers. They're garnering attention unto themselves, and that's all they're doing is talking about issues, and they want to play the supreme being to give you the answers. When I continuously share with you over and over and over again, God speaks to the heart, not the head. The Holy Ghost uses what? The foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And if that's what we're going to label ourselves with here, then so be it. We'll take it on. But if you look at Ben Shapiro, he had a tweet not too long ago. This was in the summertime of July. As a matter of fact, July 20th was the date. He said, get vaxxed. He said, I did. Remember how I continuously raised the flag on Ben Shapiro as being controlled opposition? It's interesting how he gets access to congressional hearings. It's interesting how he gets access to play his violin for people in the White House. It's interesting how he's not being hindered by YouTube, isn't it, friends? Isn't it interesting how he has, for some reason or another, access to the politicians of the day? Boy, why and how could that be? I want to tell you how and why that could be. It's because he is not a threat to the establishment. Let me say it again. He is not a threat to the establishment. Isn't that what everybody's complaining about? Why, yes, it is. Now, let me go back to Ben Shapiro's tweet. Get vaxxed, Ben Shapiro said. He said, I did. He said, my wife did. He said, my parents did. Boy, he's really stretching himself, isn't he? He's really kind of opening his world up to the world and for the world to see, is he not? But he said, public policy that now focuses on broad-scale masking and or lockdowns of those who are vaccinated or forcing small children to mask is simply a power grab at this point. Why is Ben Shapiro adding strength to tyranny? Because we all know Fauci's a tyrant. I'll get to that in a moment. And again, let me just lay one more question to all of those that still don't understand. They're not being censored and they're not being shut down because they're not a threat to what you're complaining about in this country. Why is it that Ben Shapiro has 3.95 million subscribers on his YouTube page, yet every single time we broadcast, every single time we broadcast on YouTube, they find some sort of infraction on this ministry for telling you what it is that they don't want you to know? Isn't that crazy? And then I get shut down for another 90 days, and that, you know, it's insanity. It really is. And then what we do is we pick up YouTube again when we can just to access it, and it'll go for a day or two, and then there it goes again, gets shut down instantaneously. Folks, again, don't look at me and say, oh, man, that's really got to be bad for you, Bradley. No. Hey, friends, let me say it this way. It's got to be really bad for you, right? Because these are the sort of ministries that they want to shut up and shut down. Okay? But we understand the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Let me go over and show you something else that I noticed this morning. It's interesting how the Lord brings this stuff around to me. It really is. And it's not information that I'm looking for. But what's interesting here is China and Russia. China and Russia. How many times over the last 17 years have I mentioned, don't get your eyes off of China and Russia, because they're all calling for a global order along with the Pope and under the George Bush regime. And you better understand that it's still going on here. Barack was proclaiming it. Donald Trump was denying it, but when in fact he was advocating for it behind closed doors. This new treasonous, disgraceful individual that we all know is not there by the vote of the American people, that's tolerated by the American people. Well, he still resides there as he continues to attacks who we are at will without any consequence from the 330 million people that tolerate him and his crimes. But again, what I want you to understand is they're creating domestic insurrection to get your eyes off the ball. You can mark my words on this. Go ahead and call me what you will, but know the history of this ministry before you stick both feet in your mouth. Pay attention to the fact that while they're creating domestic insurrection, watch China and watch Russia, because it's just a matter of time when the Lord says, you know what, that's enough. That is enough. Okay? I want you to listen carefully to this next piece. And it was something that just came in front of my eyes this morning. And I want you to see how they always forecast through Hollywood what it is that they're doing. And they've done this for decades, friends. This is nothing new in this country. And we know, again, that the CIA is behind what is happening here in forecasting because their fingerprints are all over everything. But for the sake of time, friends, let me show you how Hollywood is telling you the truth, then plays it off as a conspiracy theory. Okay? You ready for this? Here we go. And I'm just going to make sure we get plenty of sound here for you to hear this. Check this out.
Right now. It's an attack from within, and all these countries are attacking their own people from within. This isn't, Russia's going to do something, China's going to do... All of these countries around the world are going after their own citizens, own civilians, people.
That's judgment.
And they are enslaving them. That's what we're seeing go on, and it's going to continue on. Take a look at this clip.
Driven not only by corporate greed, but a darker objective, the takeover of America. And then the world itself, by any means necessary, however violent, or cruel, or efficient. By severe drought, brought on by weather wars, conducted secretly using aerial contaminants and high-altitude
waves.
In a state of perpetual war, to create problem, reaction, solution scenarios to distract, enrage,
Hegelian dialectic.
American citizens at home. With tools like the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization
Act. That's exactly right.
Which breach the Constitution.
They're telling you the truth.
Security. The militarization of police forces in cities across the U.S. The building of prison camps by the Federal Emergency Management Agency with no stated purpose.
FEMA.
The corporate takeover of food and agriculture, pharmaceuticals and healthcare, even the military in clandestine agendas to fatten, dull, sicken, and control a populace already consumed by consumerism.
And I encourage you all to go shopping more.
A government that taps your phone, collects your data, and monitors your whereabouts with impunity. A government preparing to use that data against you when it strikes. And the final takeover begins.
The takeover of America.
By a well-oiled and well-armed multinational group of elites that will call, kill, and subjugate.
Happening as we sit here.
It's happening all around us.
Is the shoe waiting to drop?
It'll probably start on a Friday. The banks will announce a security action necessitating their computers to go offline all weekend.
Digital money will disappear.
They can just steal your money?
Followed by the detonation of strategic electromagnetic pulse bombs to knock out major grids.
It will seem like an attack
this
on America.
This is all legitimate information. They're throwing this out there as conspiratorial when, in fact, friends, I can tell you firsthand on many of the topics in which they're speaking, it's all confirmed information. It's actually happening, what they're saying, but they're trying to sell it to the people as it is, as if to suggest it's conspiratorial, a theory. No, it's not a theory at all. And it's interesting, he said, we're attacking ours within. And this is happening all over the globe. Well, the Bible tells us the sword within and terror within shall destroy both the young man, the suckling also with the man of gray hairs. Is that what's happening right now? It's exactly what's happening. Oh, and by the way, that is a sign of judgment once again upon a disobedient nation. But here's the good news. Americans, 70, 80,000 of them in every city, every weekend, the best they've got is Let's Go Brandon, as this continuously pushes forward and catapults itself forward to do exactly what they wanted you to believe was just a theory. We're going to be right back, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The FDA is expanding the eligibility for Pfizer coronavirus booster shots to 16 and 17-year-olds. The agency changing the emergency use authorization and now says those teenagers can receive a booster shot at least 6 months after getting their second dose. Lawmakers continue to gather inside the Capitol Rotunda to pay their respects to former Kansas Republican Senator and Republican presidential nominee Bob Dole as he lies in state. He passed away over the weekend at 98 years old. Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell recalls Dole's wit when the GOP won the majority in the Senate in the 1990s.
Bob described his Senate management challenges with his trademark wit. If I'd known, he said, we were going to win control of the Senate, we'd run better candidates.
USA Radio News. The Senate is still considering President Biden's economic agenda, his Build Back Better Act, that they're calling a social spending bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill is important to help families that benefited from the extended child tax credit.
The best thing we can do is pass Build Back Better before some critical tax breaks from the American Rescue Plan, above all the child tax credit checks, come to premature end.
Democrats insist they'll have a vote on that bill before Christmas. An Oklahoma man who murdered an elementary school teacher has been put to death. There were no complications, and Scott Crow, who heads the Oklahoma Department of Corrections, notes Bigler Stuffler had little to say.
His only last words was he asked the Lord for forgiveness for those that were involved.
Stuffler is the oldest person to be executed in Oklahoma and the second oldest person since 1976. He was 79 years old. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay, we're almost there. We're almost there. We're going to keep rocking this boat. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And the only thing that you have to do to trouble the present today is to tell the truth. Ephesians 5:11. Okay? Reprove darkness. Okay, that's where we're at today. Now let me go to the next point here. And listen, I just want to say this before I play this next piece. I'm not trying to give you a bad day. No, I'm just in the fight. But you're going to have to jump in here with me, right? And draw the line in the sand with the bad guys. And let them understand that you're not going to tolerate their crimes anymore. Americans, right? Again, does this help you understand as to why so much censorship going on here on the Sons of Liberty Radio? It's been going on for 20 years, friends. I've been in ministry for 23 years. The media is not attacking me. They're censoring me. Okay? They don't attack people that are not a threat to the kingdom of darkness. Just wanted to let you know that, if you didn't know that. I'm going to go over to our friend, the co-host again. I like this guy over at Ron Paul's. Again, I want to keep in mind, and I want to keep you in mind in check concerning Rand Paul. He is no Ron Paul, just for the record, okay? And I'm not putting Ron Paul up to be something that he's not neither, okay? We serve Christ here, period. John 14:6. But I do want to say they've got some good information over there every once in a while. And when they do, more than not, really, I want to play it for you because I want to keep you abreast as to what's going on in this country. You ready for this? This may give you a wake-up call. It's probably going to ruin your day. You know, what's funny about this ministry is what's sad about it is, you know, the sheep, the only reason they get mad at a guy like me, it's not for lying to them. they get mad at me for telling the truth. See, they like to be lied to. But as I say, if you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. So those that are not making themselves sheep, you understand the same fight that I'm in. Telling the truth creates opposition. It really does. Because they love the lie. Read John 3:19 when you get a moment. But let me get over to this point. Let me get over to this piece. I really appreciate what they have to say over here. And they're going to bring some stuff up that's probably going to ruin your day. But here we go.
Interesting. He was on with Andrea Mitchell on MSNBC. Andrea Mitchell's been around for a while. But she's basically saying to him, hey, Fauci, basically, we're on the same team here. But guess what? The Senate just voted against the vax mandates. The courts are ruling against the vax mandates. Democratic governors are backing way off because they see how unpopular it is. For political reasons, do you think maybe we should just back off a little bit too? You know, wink, wink.
There's so much opposition now in Congress and across the states, even in Democratic states, well, Governor Whitmer in Michigan and other places. This is becoming just a political chest, and the outlook in the outlook is not at all a sure thing in the court system.
Okay. Can I just stop there for a moment? I thought everybody was going along to get their experimental jabs. Isn't that what the mainstream media has been propagandizing you with for a long time? Wait, she just... folks, the devil is blurting the truth out in her confusion here. MSNBC, their ratings are so low, they're lower than a snake's belly. And I'm not being funny about it. Their watchers are incredibly low. Their viewership is incredibly low. She is saying that everybody's getting away from all of this. She's talking to Anthony Fauci, who's not an elected representative, who is in no position to tell anybody what they're supposed to do. I want you to keep that in mind as to what I just said. Listen to the rest of this, okay? This is totalitarianism, and it's not enough for this criminal to be stopped, and those that he works for, they must be lawfully held accountable for their crimes against humanity. If not, this is what you're going to get, and this is what I've been warning about for 15 years. Here we go.
Is there any thought of backing off of that and trying to avoid, you know, all the outcry against it?
Yeah, but, you know, Andrew, we really have to get people vaccinated. I mean, I understand and we all understand how people do not like to be told what to do. They want to make their own choice and their own free will. I get that and I respect that. But these are unusual times.
Unusual times.
Think only of yourself and your own personal.
Listen to what he says. Communist
talking points.
You've got to think
about your communal responsibility to get yourself and your family and indirectly then the community protected. So I would prefer, and we all would prefer, that people would be voluntarily getting vaccinated. But if they're not going to do that, sometimes you've got to do things that are unpopular, but that clearly supersede individual choices.
Listen to what he is saying, friends.
That's what we're talking about.
There's Fauci, the unelected dictator. I'd rather people take them voluntarily, but you're going to get them, like it or not.
So that's I can tell you right now, and I just want to remind everybody of this. Do not disarm, number one. Number two, I don't personally care what Anthony Fauci has to say. What bothers me are the people that are taking heed to what he has to say. Though the number is small, it's still too many. Why is this man have the camera on his face and the microphone put up to his mouth by the six corporations controlled by the CIA whenever he breathes? Friends, why is the cameras and the social media platforms concerning the major networks, why is it so accessible to Anthony Fauci? Because this is who he's working for, right? We know that. We know that. When does it stop? But we have to get all of the, you know, the dads and the moms and the families vaccinated, and it doesn't really matter. These are special circumstances. This is all the voice of tyranny. This is the voice that repeats itself century after century after century after century, and it has since the beginning of time. These are special circumstances. No, they're not. Again, let me remind you, if you want the vax, or if you want the virus to go away, then deal with Bill Gates. Deal with the People's White House lawfully. Deal with Anthony Fauci, the WHO and the CDC, and Western medicine as you know it, friends. And everybody that has gone along to get their little bonuses that we shared with you 2 days ago. I'm going to show you again what they're not wanting you to see. Why does it appear like airplane pilots are dying at 50 times the rate of the previous year? Well, let's play stupid, shall we, Americans? Let's play stupid, shall we, my friends over in Europe and in Australia and France and Germany? No, folks, those people are awake. It's the American people that I'm talking about right now. Why does it appear like airplane pilots are dying at 50 times the rate of the previous year? I'll tell you why. Because they didn't ask any questions when they were told it's either the vaccination or it's your job. It shows you who they serve. It shows you who they serve. In the following obituary section, we see one death in 2019 concerning pilots in the United States. And there were six in 2020 and way over 100 just this year alone. If you look at 2021's monthly death rate, pay close attention at how pilots started dying en masse starting June of 2021. Whoa, are those doctors that are forecasting the death of the vaccinated, the experimental jab recipients? Were they right on or what? We're just beginning to see what this is all about. And Anthony Fauci and the such, they're doubling down because they know that they got to get as many people jabbed before the people begin to see the fallout. But see, what's happening, the people are beginning to see the fallout, the genocide, the people that have been murdered by these shots. Okay? That's what's happening here. And the fact of the matter is, friends, just like Mr. Attorney Reiner Fulmich on Nuremberg 2.0 had rightly stated, I'm going back to him right now, but he had stated that justice will not come through the courts as I, oh gosh, boy, I honestly, I hate saying I told you so. But it's like, you know, you're used in a fashion to forecast what's coming, and then when it comes to pass, you get frustrated because it's like, listen, I've tried to share this. I've tried to warn people about what's up and coming. But now I want you to listen because I can confirm the word that we have been, well, directed to follow concerning the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. That now attorney Reiner Fulmich is actually highlighting. He said on Nuremberg 2.0, justice will not come through the courts, but by the people rising up. He's exactly right. Why? Because we see the courts are not delivering up justice for the most part anymore. I'm not saying all of them, but I'm saying for a good portion of them, they are not delivering up justice. And if the law does not serve us, friends, then we must become the law. Especially in America, because we the people are the government in this country, period. Okay? And we see again, that, and again, friends, people think that justices or injustices, they can go ahead and act how they will on the bench. That is completely untrue. Again, peruse the U.S. Constitution. You can impeach them. You can prosecute them. You can even sue them on a personal capacity. I didn't say it wasn't going to be hard to get it done, but I'll tell you what, we have the law on our side in doing so, okay? Now, what I want to do is I want to share with you, right at the beginning of the show, one of our friends from Europe said, Europe is here. And it's interesting how those countries, as me and Tim, the morning show host for the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, have continuously highlighted the fact that other countries all over the world, in the masses, not just a little here and a little there, friends, not just a little here and a little there, but in the masses are defying tyranny in their prospective countries because they, like America, are under attack by their said representatives and their representative governments. Okay? Now, I'm going to come back because in America, the best that America has is Let's Go Brandon. Well, foreigners are taking to the streets. They act more like our forefathers and their posterity than the American people do. Sad to say, but you know what? Truth be told, It must be told at all costs because it makes men free for those that have ears to hear and eyes to see. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, you know, I've spent time on this, and I think things through. I think a lot about what drops in my heart, because once it's there, it's just like it doesn't go away. It's like a burden to me. It's like it reminds me of Amos. His name meant burden bearer. And again, I'm not claiming to be Amos. I get people, you know, every once in a while saying stupid things like, who do you think you are? Well, I'm just one that loves you enough to actually fight for you and to get the truth to your ears and to your eyes. That's who I am, okay? That's all you need to know, John 15:13, just so you know. But one of the things that we're told is, you know, the real cool thing that's going across America today is, let's go, Brandon. The guy that's committed plagiarism, scandal after scandal, treason against America. 70 to 80,000 people in arenas all over the country. The best they have in America, all my friends in Europe and France and Germany and Israel, all over the world, the UK. The best that we have, it's shameful, is Let's Go Brandon, is they're watching their favorite guy on the field with tights on fighting over a pig ball. And babies are being murdered. And they're under attack in every facet of their lives, and they're still entertaining themselves out of their own God-given freedoms. They still haven't gotten it. I could go off on a list for the next 3 hours as to how they're under attack by their said representatives. But what they're doing, I'll tell you, this is how courageous many of my brothers and sisters in America have become, because they don't know their history and they don't know the Word of God first and foremost, is Let's Go Brandon. And again, I ask the question, is that the best that you've got? Because at the end of the day, Americans, the joke is on you. The joke's on you. Patrick Henry said, guard with jealous attention the public liberty. He said, suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are inevitably ruined. Americans have now succumbed to unconstitutional agencies and their works of terror upon themselves. The modern-day Gestapo at work, assailing Americans at will, if you dare stand against the narrative. You know what? We're not going to stop. Let it be said. Let it be written. We're not going to stop. In Jesus' name. Just so you all know. Okay. Men don't follow titles, friends. They follow what? Courage. They follow courage. And what we don't see in America today is very little of that courage. Because too many people, they want to be leaders of consensus. Well, that's not a real leader. We're not here to be leaders of the consensus because we are, by the Holy Ghost, molders of consensus. There's a big, huge difference. When our forefathers saw fit for a war, they were the first ones to go. Right? They were the first ones to go. Throughout Scripture, it was the same exact thing. The Lord told us to pick up and go after the enemy. He didn't tell us to capitulate. Nope, He condemns that. He condemns that. I want you to imagine, if you will, for the next 7 minutes with me, this is the final segment, I want you to imagine, if you will, Moses, the meekest man alive, standing back with the children of Israel, mocking and calling names to their oppressors, namely the Pharaoh, by saying, "Let's go, Pharaoh, let's go. Let's go, Pharaoh, let's go." Is that what the Bible teaches? Nope. It's not what the Bible teaches. Moses was commanded by God to go to the face of the Pharaoh and command Pharaoh to let his people go. When we look at that of David, can you imagine with me? Imagine with me, if you will, David, little David, the stripling, the youth, standing in the face of Goliath, shouting down Goliath and getting all the children of Israel to go along with him and saying, "Let's go, Goliath, let's go." Well, Goliath was standing there defying the armies of the living God. Check it out, 1 Samuel 17. Is that what Scripture teaches us? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. David already knew his God because he took down a lion and a bear guarding the sheep cots. He knew God. He knew the anointing. Read Psalm 18 when you get a moment. By my God, I'll leap over a wall. By my God, I'll go through a troop. He wasn't afraid of the masses. Read Psalm 27, verse 1. Now imagine with me, if you will, Gideon, Americans, Gideon in Judges 6, ignoring the commands and doing nothing more than shouting at the taskmasters and the oppressors of Israel, saying, "You know what, children of Israel? Let's just go. I know that we're oppressed by our taskmaster. Let's just all come together now as we're watching our favorite sports stars on the field," which is idolatry. Jeremiah 11:13. "Let's go, Midianites. Let's go. Let's go, Midianites. Let's go." Because America, this is how stupid you sound. This is how ignorant you sound of your history. How about this one? Let's just really get it on here for a moment. I want you to imagine with me, if you will, the American forefathers looking to the crimes and usurpations of a tyrant across the pond that would not be ruled by God and did nothing more than shouting out, "Let's go, King George. Let's go. Let's go, King George. Let's go." Because this is exactly what you become. This is what Americans you have demoted yourselves to become. You're becoming enslaved. You're under attack by your oppressors. And the best that you have is to sit back and call a treasonous, disgraceful individual that is there not by the vote of the people, but he is there because he's been installed by those that mean to rule over you and to continuously attack you, which, again, is the judgment of God, and rightfully so. That's the best you have, Americans, is let's go, Brandon. Is that what the Word of God teaches you? Absolutely not. I mean, some of this garbage sounds like a bunch of heretical devil chasers in a church in America today, where they go on these little devil hunts and they take authority over them that they don't have because they're not in Christ. And what do? They sit there and they mock the devil, who in fact is laughing at them. Just like your oppressors in America. Well, you're going along thinking that somehow or another, you're really kicking back the enemy and the tyrants that be, that are tolerated. You think Let's Go Brandon is sending the message that you want to send? Justice guards our liberties, friends, not scoffings and mockings and name-calling. I understand what it's about. I'm pleased to see the people are this much awake, just a little bit. But it's never been name-calling that preserves your freedoms, friends. It's always been justice. It would have been shameful on the part of our forefathers or the patriarchs in the Word of God to do nothing but what you're doing today. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 28, verse 5, evil men understand not judgment. And it's interesting what precedes that. Those that forsake God's government praise the wicked. And it's exactly what they're doing today. You're playing right into the hands of the bad guys. The Lord didn't command His children to insult the enemies of righteousness. He commanded them to judge the wicked in establishing righteousness and peace within the gates. Judgment upon the heads of the wicked. Deuteronomy 4, 1 through 6, Isaiah 51, verse 4, and Amos 5, 15. Folks, you're being laughed at. Well, you think you have the upper hand, you're being laughed at. But then again, that's one of the things that they want to basically convey over to you, deceptively, is that you're in control. This government is you, and it belongs to we the people. Is that true? Absolutely not. Is it true on paper? Absolutely it is. But the people don't have it within their hearts to actually fight for it. No, what they've resolved to do is to say, let's go, Brandon. They've done their part. They've worn their masks. They've taken their shots so they can go back into the arenas. But now they're being told by their oppressors again, that's not enough. Just like we told you. You can take this how you want to take it, but the fact of the matter is we need to take it to what the Word says. And I want to say this to everybody listening to me today. Your blood is off my hands. I told you I've been faithful every step of the way to call it, to give you the answers that you claim that you want, to bring about resolve. But where are the American people today? They're doing nothing but name-calling the very ones that are attacking them and their families and their communities and their cities and their states and their country. Remember what George Soros, who's still tolerated, he's an international war criminal, but somehow or another he comes over to America and he can do what he does at will. He's the guy that said America is the great obstacle to the New World Order. You better wake up, friends. I can't do any more than what I've done and that I continuously do. I will remain faithful in Jesus' name. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.